Listening Library presents Ophelia and the Marvelous Boy by Karen Foxley. Read for you by Jane Entwistle. The north wind doth blow, and we shall have snow. In the end, the queen was nothing like she was in the stories the marvelous boy had been told, first as a child beside the hearth, and later by the wizards. There were no claws, no sharp teeth. She was young. Her pale hair dripped over her shoulders. She opened her blue eyes wide and smiled sweetly at the king. "I do not like him, my darling," she said, not once raising her voice. "I do not like him one little bit."
But he is my marvelous boy," stammered the king.
He hated to disappoint her. They were only newly wed. "That is the problem exactly," she said. "They tell me he does not age, that he has been here 10 years, yet looks just as he did when he arrived,
that his hair has not grown, nor his body.
It makes me uneasy. I cannot sleep peacefully while he is free to roam. And this story, they tell me, of the sword he carries. How can I feel safe when I hear such a thing?"
"Now, now," said the king. "For many years he has been my faithful companion."
"I should like him locked away," she said.
"Locked away?"
"We shall lock him away. He shall be locked in a room and allowed out only to be exhibited. He shall be displayed beside all my other precious things. He is a curiosity. I will feel safer."
"I don't know," said the king. "He is a